Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. The New Zealand PM is meeting with our Prime Minister next month. Chris Hipkins confirming a day trip's planned to Canberra, Feb 7. It's the newly minted NZ leader's first overseas trip. Millions of Aussie workers will be able to access up to 10 days paid DV leave from tomorrow. The entitlements will be available for staff at medium and large businesses. Small businesses have an extra 6 months to adjust to the changes. PM Anthony Albanese admits that things should have happened sooner.
It's 2023. We're nearly a quarter of the way through this century. We ought to have been so much better than that. Well, as of tomorrow, we will have become that crucial little bit better.
If you need help, call 1-800-RESPECT. It looks like Aussies certainly hit the brakes with their spending last month, with a 3.9% drop in retail turnover. It came despite the traditional Christmas period spent. The ABS is putting it down to an increasing cost of living pressures. Voluntary assisted dying laws have come into effect in South Australia today. Those approved have to meet stringent clinical requirements. It follows similar moves in several states, including Queensland, Victoria, Tasmania and WA. We're expected to get a better idea on Medicare reforms before the week is out. A report tabled by the task force overhauling the system will be discussed at National Cabinet on Friday. And the sky appears to be the limit for Australia's newest budget airline. Bonza successfully launched its maiden flight from the Sunshine Coast to the Whitsundays today. This talk, its Melbourne base could be operational in a matter of weeks.